I've got an easy question.
An easy one. That's how they sucker you, isn't it? In saying that, and then could you just explain this doctrinal point? I've never been quite clear. Go on, Fridaimani.
Yeah, you said that you've got a lot of quotes, and that I immediately started withdrawing my 25 quid and putting it back in my pocket. Oh, well, there you go, that's pretty much the answer.
Yeah.
I like what I'm sure you've got it covered, so I'll propose the answer, is that you don't just give quotes, you actually help me into these quotes.
That section I just read probably had about 20 quotes in it. But it didn't sound like it, did it? Right. The point is that I've tried to integrate them into a narrative, into a flow. I tried to make the whole thing seamless, drawing from different parts of the canon. And then if you want, you know, the bits of the quotes have got quote marks around them, which is telling you that I'm telling a story that's drawing on all sorts of different sources. And then if you want to, you can look them up. But if you don't want to, there's a story there. Yeah. That's the way I've written it.
I'm saying I really like the Vishvapani bit in this talk. Your take on on how the Buddha turned a culture around of fear of spirits. I mean, that kind of feeding me with your take.
Yeah.
Wow, I hadn't thought of that.
Yes.
And then you did the bit about the quote, and I thought,
Yes. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? What turns you on and what turns you off. But it's important for me. It's important for me to really draw on the sources so that I wasn't just theorizing about, you know, my opinions about this, but that I was opening up what these texts say, which aren't as dull as they might appear.
Yeah. So it's the way that the quotes are given on an academic
course,
you know, and I don't know how it's set out but, you know, a set paragraph, isn't it?
Yeah.
The reference to it. But
yeah.
It sounds to me as though you're telling a story, and in the sentence are the quotes.
That's right, yeah, that's what I've done.
And so it's flowing rather than, oh my gosh, here's the text.
Yeah, that was the writing challenge, because in order to get something to flow, when you're drawing on lots of different sources, you need to work really hard on the writing. I probably rewrote that 100 times, 200 times. I mean, quite literally, what I just read to you. That's how you get it to flow. Yes?
Can I just give an alternative take? I find what you do quite exciting because I've enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed it as much as you've expressed your prior feelings towards it. I think what you've done is you've made, for me, potentially made it much more accessible, and you've sewn bits together to create it to hear a sort of narrative. And I think that's done potential, as you want to say, an inroad into the Pali canon, an initiative, a bit of a signposting, really. I think that's great. I think, as you say, lots of the Pali canon is repeated in terms of very well-known sutras, but not the less well-known ones. So yeah, I'm actually very appreciative of what you've done, really. I think it's possibly creating a revisioning of the Pali canon.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, that's with someone who would, you know, in the sense you'd like to read this stuff, but it's a bit, how do you get into it? But I think, in terms of bringing the Buddha alive, this historical figure, for general readers as well, it's quite something that we have this character, and we have, according to tradition, 17,000 suttas, 17,000 of these little discourses. And some of them are really beautiful. You know, there's quite a lot of nuggets in there. Now, of course, there's a big question, which I haven't gone into tonight, on whether we can take those as being historically accurate. But if we simply just put that by for a moment, then we've got this extraordinarily rich resource of the words, descriptions about an ancient society, and this remarkable figure with this very distinctive, commanding personality, quite unique in history, I think. And that is an incredible amount of data to be able to draw on. Now, I don't think we can draw on it uncritically by any means. But if you trust it and put by some of the kind of scholarly objections to it, it's an extraordinary resource for everyone, not just for Buddhists. And then we've got this really detailed, deep, remarkable depiction of this character with these incredible ideas in a very vividly represented society as well. It's very different from our own.